I'm on the radio, I will join a group for a monthly meeting. It's our downtown business group, and we would love to have more people, especially business people, join us, because what we want to do, it's sponsored by Fort Pierre Development, and there's a good group of people who attend regularly, but we would love to have more representation of the businesses. And, you know, and our entire purpose in meeting is to talk about how can we make the downtown area better, and how can we make improvements, how can we do things that are meaningful to the businesses. So so the first Thursday of every month at 8 o'clock in the morning we meet normally. Sometimes we meet at business places, but the normal place to meet is at the log cabin. So love to have anyone interested join us.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to ask you, is the tree still up in downtown Fort Pierre?
Well, it was the last time I looked. And I assume it is, because that requires some time and dedication on the part of our city crew. So I assume it is still up and still lit.
That's so, right. Yeah. It's bittersweet when you take down the lights. It's like,
it is.
It's time to take them down and stuff, the decorations, but when you do, you kind of feel like, oh man, it's like,
it's over.
Yeah. Christmas is over. The holiday is over.
Yeah. Yep. You're right. It is. The other thing that we get a lot of questions about recently is the fish cleaning station. And we had a nice ribbon-cutting event about a month ago. That was probably a little premature because we weren't quite ready to open it up. And so I think that we are getting very close to opening it. And the reason for the delay is that the city requires lien waivers from any contractor who worked on it, just to make sure that all the bills are paid and we're ready to go. And so I think that Monday night the city council will be able to accept the lien waivers. I think that's all of them. I think we just discovered another one just 2 days ago. But if that gets taken care of, then I think we're ready to go. And then the council will pass a resolution and accept the fish cleaning station as the property of Fort Pierre, and we'll open the doors and begin maintaining it.
And that is the fish cleaning station is year round, isn't it?
It is year round, and that's unusual. I think there aren't very many in the area. This may be the third. And so to have a fish cleaning station that is heated and air-conditioned, has restrooms, you know, that's really a great thing for the fishermen and from here and, you know, and the ones who visit. And there was a wonderful group of volunteers that put it all together, and with grants and donations, it was accomplished without any city funding.
That's fantastic.
It really is. So keep listening, and I really hope that by Tuesday it will be open.
No, let's keep our fingers crossed.
Exactly.
So anything else going on over there?
No, I think, well, I know that there are, but you've got other people who would like to talk to you too, so we'll just see you next week.
That's right, and I want to tell everybody out there, if you're new to the Pierre area, if you haven't visited over in Fort Pierre there, I highly recommend you do so. There's a lot of really cool places over there, Casey Tibbs Rodeo Center and the old jail there. I haven't been to the old jail yet, but a lot of great things over in Fort Pierre.
That has quite a history. Mass murder was held in there.
Really?
Yeah. There are some interesting tales.
That's right. So visit Fort Pierre if you're new to the area and you haven't had a chance to do so.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for coming in, Mayor, and
you're
it's
so
good to see you again. And I'm glad you had a good holiday in Hawaii.
We did. We absolutely did. And, Happy New Year to everybody.
That's right. And Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.